Welcome to the Self-Care Society podcast with your hosts, Celia Williamson, Ashley Kuchar, Louis Guardiola, and Carrie Shaw, a podcast devoted to those whose job it is to help others get or remain mentally, physically, and emotionally healthy, but who also need to take care of themselves.
How we're going to do this? By first showing you the filtered, pretty version of success, and then the real struggles, real work, and raw grit it took to get there, how they took care of themselves and also achieved their goals while doing it.
Together, we will work with you to improve and maintain your internal health and growth while helping you achieve your external goals and your next professional achievement in life.
And we're excited to show you how to follow your own individual and unique path and achieve the dreams you have while taking good care of yourself. So let's get started.
Today, we're going to look at vicarious trauma, also known as secondary trauma. The definition of vicarious trauma is the accumulating effects of being exposed to someone else's trauma. So this, again, is being exposed to trauma experienced by another person, meaning that you did not personally experience trauma yourself, but you've learned it or experienced it from others. The Vicarious Trauma Institute defines vicarious trauma as the indirect exposure to trauma through a firsthand account or account of a traumatic event. So vicarious trauma or secondary trauma, again, is it's that exposure to someone else's trauma. So as therapists, for instance, or social workers, or a paraprofessional social service workers, listening to others' stories about what they experienced in terms of losses, deaths, anything that's been traumatic, that sometimes, you know, we live through that trauma through the client's narrative. So you might be asking, is this similar to post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD? No, vicarious trauma is not the same as PTSD. PTSD refers to your own experiences of trauma. So it refers to someone experiencing or witnessing trauma directly. However, while vicarious trauma and PTSD are not the same, the symptoms of PTSD and vicarious trauma can be very similar. So what can cause vicarious trauma? It can happen when people who engage with trauma survivors or witness traumatic events, especially on a repetitive basis. For this reason, vicarious trauma is common amongst professionals known for helping others. So as I mentioned earlier, it's that listening to those stories from other folks who are experiencing trauma as part of your job or your role as a helping professional. So it's important for helping professionals, and in this case, you as community health workers, to be able to identify the symptoms of vicarious trauma. So that way you can take a step back, and I'll talk about this afterwards, after we discuss the symptoms, about what you can do to do some preventative things to keep you from getting burnout and being fatigued with continuously listening to traumatic events. So the symptoms of vicarious trauma can include nightmares. You know, sometimes when we have anxiety or stress, they come out unconsciously through our nightmares. You might be missing work, feeling fatigued, feeling sick, you know, having illnesses that are really maybe caused by, you know, the fact that your anxiety or your stress is somaticized into stomach aches, and et cetera. So missing work, poor attendance at your workplace. You might see yourself withdrawing socially, staying alone, not feeling like you want to be with others, just having some social isolation. When you're listening to clients, you may intentionally or unintentionally or unconsciously try to avoid the traumatic disclosures from clients. You know, maybe the client alludes to it, but you don't explore it because you're hesitant. You're protecting yourself unconsciously. And so that's not helpful for the client. However, it is trying to help you because of the fact of trying to repress those thoughts. So those are some symptoms that we need to be aware of. You may start using negative coping skills, both professionally and personally. You know, things that you know that are not healthy for you. Maybe some things, you know, getting frustrated, being aggressive or passive aggressive in your communication style versus being assertive, blaming the victim, you know, in this case, you know, your clients, you know, making them more responsible for things that maybe they can't control. And it also could possibly to avoid intimacy, physical intimacy. You just want to protect yourself fully. You become more pessimistic with the world and what's going around you. Your motivation, it's lower. You get a loss of work-related motivation. You know, not wanting to go into work, not wanting to be part of team discussions, etc. You may also see yourself, you know, maybe missing church. So again, you know, or other spiritual things, just trying to distance yourself spiritually. You might start seeing yourself jump around in jobs because maybe that's a way of escaping the trauma, but it just remains there. It just looks differently based on the type of clients that you're serving. And again, this, as I mentioned earlier, the stress-related medical conditions. So vicarious trauma is also linked with compassion fatigue and burnout. So again, all these symptoms, you know, because we're so compassionate, we're, you know, giving to our clients. But if we're not aware of how the secondary trauma may be impacting us, it can lead to burnout. And again, as community health workers, it's important for you to be aware of these things so that you do not get fatigued and do not get burnt out. So regardless of which symptoms you may be experiencing, the ones that I mentioned, it's important to note that vicarious trauma is not showing failure or weakness. Sometimes we may think, you know, we're not good enough. You know, maybe I'm no longer a good community health worker. I need to switch jobs. I'm a failure. That's not the case. Instead, this trauma occurs from sympathetic engagement in a field designed to help others. So this is part of, you know, like other jobs have, you know, risks in terms of injury physically, if you're a construction worker. You know, if you're an electrician, it could be, you know, the injury of being, you know, electrocuted and et cetera. Well, our job as social workers is helping professionals. It may not be a physical injury, but this mental health can be impacted by this compassion fatigue and burnout. And so we've got to be aware of what we can do to manage that so that we do not get into a spiral of vicarious trauma and secondary trauma that leads to burnout, and then it leads to not being satisfied with your job. So hopefully these tips are helpful. You know, believe this, the topics that we discuss in terms of communication, you know, the things that we need to do in terms of taking care of ourselves, letting the child part of us come out, you know, taking our shoes off, letting our feet hit the ground and getting, you know, one with nature, having hobbies, doing something special for ourselves. And sometimes it might mean, you know, having a confidant or even a professional confidant, a therapist that you can talk to and share some of the things that maybe you may not be appropriate to share with your loved ones who can be supportive, but are supportive in a different way that maybe someone who is a mental health professional or a counselor can help you with. So thank you so much for listening. And again, take care of yourselves. That concludes this week's episode. And remember, it's not selfish, it's self-care.